So Radar Online claims that Liam Neeson was caught wandering the halls of a California hotel naked.
What?
A hotel employee tried to sell the surveillance tape. I probably would too, honestly.
Why not?
Yeah. A source tells the site Radar Online, Liam was embarrassed to be caught in such a vulnerable moment, as one should be. Exactly why he was wandering down the corridor butt naked is still a mystery, but it's a sign that all isn't well with him. Or maybe all is super, super great with him.
I mean, yeah.
Could really go either way.
Either he's super confident or he's much like other people when you have that fear of one of these days I'm going to walk out of the room without my hotel room key. It's like, Oh, I just need to go get ice real quick.
But you wouldn't do that naked.
Well, you don't do that?
No.
Oh. So, I guess I always have to make sure I always have my room key.
Anyway, moving on.
All right. So, People Magazine, this is another Justin Bieber story. I know you're probably going to be collecting tears about this one.
Yeah. Yesterday we talked about feeling sorry for Justin Bieber. All the Justin Bieber tears we're collecting. So.
Apparently, he's in a better place now. He canceled his tour several weeks ago. You remember that?
Yeah. Oh, that really hurt my heart.
So here's what this source told this magazine. It was a really bad scene. He was just not himself. He was profoundly unhappy, exhausted, with low energy. He was just miserable. He needed to step back, recalibrate, and then figure out his next move. For a long time, it was just awful, but it's not anymore. Justin is seeing the beauty around him. He sees that his life is beautiful, that he is beautiful. He's young and rich, but that's not enough. He's now becoming emotionally and spiritually grounded, and the difference is written all over his beautiful Bieber face. It's really beautiful to watch.
I feel like this person, whoever this unnamed source is, must be like his spiritual advisor.
Yeah, or like his, like, I don't know, publicist
or some random
or
person
like
off
that.
The street that doesn't even know him and is just like, I've been camped outside of his house watching, and I could tell he was really sad.
A source really close to him, but he doesn't realize how close this source is to him.
I'm right outside your window. Well, the only thing, sounds like Justin's in a better place, and the only thing he needs now is for someone to be willing to rent him $100,000 a month, you know, place in Beverly Hills. Once he can get that,
his life will be complete.
He's beautiful and young and rich and emotionally and spiritually grounded. So maybe I can put away my vial of Justin Bieber tears.
Oh, no. I think I'd get a bigger one. Go to Costco or something like that and get a big, big Mondo one.
All right, Johnny, have you seen I'm sure are aware that the Senate hearings around this Equifax breach, security breach has been going on?
Yeah, I've been seeing it in the news, but I don't know much about it.
Okay, so my favorite part of this whole thing, not that I'm really happy about any of it, but was that someone dressed up, it's a woman dressed up as Rich Uncle Pennybags from the Monopoly game.
Oh, the Monopoly guy?
Yeah, the Monopoly guy.
Yeah.
Has been photobombing the hearings. She's sitting like right behind the people testifying.
Oh my gosh.
And you can see her in all the photos and video, and she'd be doing stuff like playing with her monocle or like squinting or at one point mopping her face with a giant dollar bill.
Oh my gosh.
It's so funny. And apparently it's part of an advocacy group, so it's a stunt to get publicity for a group called Public Citizen. So you should look that up because it's hilarious.
Honestly, that is entertaining.
It's very entertaining.
For sure.
It made me laugh pretty hard.
Oh, man. You showed me some pictures, and they're great. So we'll definitely show that on our Facebook page for you to check out.